good on a ferry. That's where you ought to get it. But here's that special lick I'll tell you about, you're going to have to get on the ferry. I'm just tuning the A, D, and G as well. I'm tuning it. Hello. The lady back yonder's got the little... What do you call that thing you got that baby in? She's not quite right there yet. Here's a $10 bill, Mike.
I'll give you 15.
Yeah, I know you will. I'll put a string on since I paid 10 for it. How that lick I thought. Sound right no other way. Let's see you do it. Hey, you gotta do this. You're digging down all the time, yeah. That's kind of way Thomas.
Could you play it a little slower for us so we can kind of hear it a little bit better?
You ought to be able to play it up here too. I think you could have better luck with it to run your top string up like Tommy Gerald would tune for D tunes, you know, he runs his top string up. But you could play it up here to make a break in. That'd sound good if you could learn to do it that way. I never did try it to get on. You just have to figure it out there, how it goes. But it would sound good, you know, to get over every once in a while, especially at a binder, you know. Right on there. All right, y'all ready? This bit is a ladder. Not only did you get there.
Take that beat off.
They didn't care just as good as that. Thank you. you get it, Alice? You could already play that tune. I said, you already do that tune.
Well, not the way you do it.
You get much out of it. Now I'm not gonna play by myself, I mean, ain't you guys gonna play? What else can you think of you'd like to try?
I think you
hit
the
clef. That's A tune now. I'm playing a D, ain't I? Let's see, getting an A there. No, I'm playing an A. I'll get it right here. Fortune, I don't know. That's a D tune.
Yeah.
You didn't get it cut off right in time, I seen it.
You do Sally Ann?
Sally Ann, two or three different ways. How you want to hear it?
All of them.
That's the old timeish way I know.
Muskrat like, Sally?
Let's see. Oldest way I know, I guess. Then there's another way comes in there. It's almost like it. You can play it all together, but it's a little different notes. And another part goes to it. That's a newer way of playing it. They all work out together.
Do you do that breaking up Christmas?
Not too well. I can play it a little bit, but not too well.
Never I'd like to hear you do it on the banjo.
Yeah, I can play it on the banjo.
Yeah, I know you do.
I can play it on the fiddle a little bit. Let me see if I can start. It's an etude. Sound too good unless you run your bases up. Not as, don't fool it like that, but you get a better job, you know, and you go on over there and play it.
You mean like cross tuning?
Yeah.
Do you do anything really, in cross tuning?
I can play it that way, but I don't. I forget, so I start reaching the wrong note.
What about
long years ago? I used to play that. John Brown's Dream. Well, you're supposed to tune up like she's talking about for that too, but you can play it this way. You need to be tuned like you're talking about so you can go up on your bass and get the same notes you do down there.
How would you feel about maybe taking another fiddle and cross-tuning and doing some of them that way?
Well, I don't play it tuned that way enough to be in practice. You know, I'd reach the wrong place.
If you do something like Hangman's Reel, you almost have to do it.
I really would, I don't play fiddle much no more.
How about Jimmy Johnson?
Who?
Jimmy Johnson.
I don't know him.
You don't?
Got a joke. Yeah, I know. Got a joke. I tell you, Warren Brown, a guitar player over there close to me, a friend of mine, and his a neighbor of his played guitar, I believe. Yeah, and they were talking on the telephone, you know, one day. They'd been to fiddlers' meeting. You know, you've heard of Tiny Fruit, ain't you? Great big fiddle player, you know. He got hit. All right, he died the other day or so. But anyway, Maud Lowe was the lady's name was talking to Warren, and she said, do you know, she'd been to Fiddlesmith the night before and met to Tiny Pruitt. And she said, do you know Tiny Pruitt? And he said, no, but if you'll hum it a little, I'll try it. She was talking about Tiny, you know, man. But he did, he got killed over there. Bluegrass fiddler.
What's about the old timiest tune that you know?
Well, them come around about as far back, well, like Drunken Hiccups and stuff like that is pretty
good. Oh, that'd be good.
Got a tune like you're talking about for that.
Do you do any of those kind of tunes, you know, that you can't pick guitar behind?
I don't reckon.
Something's got kinds of things you just can't chord to or something?
No, I don't guess I do. But Drunken Hiccups, you know, or Jack of Diamonds and stuff like that, you run your basses both up. Now, I tune them up like that for Chilly Winds, too.
Oh, I'd like to hear you do Chilly Winds.
Why don't you do Chilly Winds?
I'd have to tune fiddle. I can't play it anyway.
Go ahead and do it. We're missing a lot of good tunes if you don't.
For that, Carl.
I'm going away, Chilly Winds don't blow. I don't know. I've heard them, but I don't remember. I'll do it more. Let me get in tune. Get in tune. I started right here. Started at 8. He tunes that way a lot, you know.
Yeah.
Because they really got a... recorded it. I'd never heard it.
It's a nice tune.
I like it. But I never heard that tune. He's got several odd tunes on there, like Nancy Blevins. I'd never heard that. Of course, I think it'd been around a while. And Hangman's Reel and Rabbit Up a Gum Stump and Old Sport. All them tunes I never heard. But you can go. You can go just a little ways. From one neighborhood to another, you'll hear a different tune that you'd hardly ever hear in the other neighborhood. Now, I'm not going to do all of it. I wish you guys are going to play some. You can't learn sitting here listening. You got to reach in there and get a note. Huh? Big Eyed Rabbit. See, I don't know if it's that or not. That's the A tune, Ellie. That one. I don't ever do no more.
When you do a lot?
Nothing. I've been playing a fiddle with a bluegrass band. You know, it's altogether different from this kind of stuff.
Who? Huh?
Hmm? Well, I played with Bobby and them bunch, and, and Ronald calling them every once in a while we all get together. It's altogether different. Different tunes and everything. I don't mean I've been playing right late, I mean the last fiddling I've done. But, I'm watching this clock.
You sure?
You know, it's different than Pretty Little Girl and John Brown's Dream. Fred Cockle says it's not, but there's a whole lot of difference.
Look at that Pretty Little Girl.
Huh?
Pretty Little Girl.
Right, here's the way Pretty Little Girl. Charlie Lowe, yeah. Tommy said his daddy and Charlie Lowe wrote John Brown Dream from Pretty Little Girl. I mean, it took it from him. It'll play out together. You can play them right together. But Fred said there ain't no difference in them, but there's a lot of difference in them two tunes.
Yeah. Greasy Stream, too. Alice reminds me of Greasy Stream.
Yeah.
Do you play Greasy Stream?
I've heard it, but I don't know well enough to try to play it, I don't believe. How's it go? Tell me a little bit.
I can't
know. It's a simple tune, I know that.
Mash down harder on a greasy string.
What?
That's all the words I know is mash down harder on a greasy string.
Man, yeah, I know it's a simple tune, but I just, yeah. Some of them tunes I don't know.
What's Rabbit
Under the Gunsmoke? That's played. I don't know that neither well enough to play it. That's Albert Hash's tune. In fact, I'd never heard it till he played it on that record in my life. Pretty good tune. Forgot whether it's A or G tune. That's where we used to play Tommy Gap, right there in G, and now they want to play it in A, you know. Mm-hmm. Same way with Cripple Creek, we used to play it in G.
How's it going in G?
Cripple Creek?
Yeah, I never heard that played.
That's where we always played it. I'm trying to get an A. I can't think of the way it went now, but that's where we played it at. That's where you played it at, and the old timers used to play it. Can't get it to going, Alice.
Did you play Barlow Knife?
Huh?
Barlow Knife?
No, I don't know that name.
That one.
I don't know that. I've heard a lot of these tunes y'all sing, but I don't know them well enough to play them. Can't play the ones I know much. No more. You like that, Richie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Richie? Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Huh?
What do you call that?
That's Richmond. Richmond Cotilla. There's two or three ways to play it. That's the way I know it. Now, Tommy played a little different than I do, and Ernest East does too. A little bit different. I kind of like it.
Yeah. Second part is in A. It goes from A to E.
You go to E, open E right. And you go to C. Need to learn to wind it up, old prisoner. That gives everybody a chance to get the beat, you know. Don't bet on me. Yeah, well, that's a good way to get together. You could take a long lick, see. You go. That's all it is. And if he's going, pull a good long lick first. Yeah, you're getting it. That helps you get, you know, then everybody knows when to start, like you're playing with the good people. Right here. Right here. You take your long lick first. There you go. Down and up, boy.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that kind of a little thing?
Let's let Kyle play it for a little while.
Not too long now.
And then we'll try it.
Don't sound too good by myself. Here's where I start, don't it? You get it. So slow now, you won't get it, it won't sound right. Yeah, that's about right the way you're playing it there. You have to learn to play it the way it goes, you know.
Give us a kickoff,
Ted. Yeah, let's see who's getting good on it. Hit on that D string open. Thank you.
time.
Yeah. Just barely move.
You must slip your fingers about on anything.
Well, you just want to get them off the string. That's all it takes. It takes too much energy to raise them up like that. I'll just raise them. Just get them off the string. Did anybody learn it? Did you get so you flew, huh? Did you get so you get over it? Did you get so you can get over it? And I'll do this wind up again for you too. That, you know, you get wind up so the guy's like playing with you, he'll know when you're gonna quit. See, you just go up like that. And it's an A, you go. That's what they call a shaving haircut there. That's right, shaving haircut. Two bits, yeah. You get it. Get your wind up, man. Get your wind up.